I've got that joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. Hey, welcome everyone, and good morning. Today we'll be looking at a two-part series entitled The Joy of Giving. You know, I'm here to look at some scriptures and to encourage you why giving is such a joy. Let's look at our full scripture. And let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 20, reading from verse 35. It reads, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Let's go before God in prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are the ultimate giver, and you are the one who shows us how to give. You know, as we get into the scriptures, we pray that we are able to learn from the scriptures what it takes to give and what it is to have that joy in our hearts. I pray that you just be with me at this point in time, as those who are listening, ears are refreshed and encouraged. I thank you, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. But I'll be starting off this two-part series. Norman Dickerson will be doing the next part. And when it comes to giving and the joy of giving, we are going to look at those scriptures. And here it is, it starts off by Jesus. This is Paul talking about Jesus. And Jesus is saying, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, throughout our lives, we have been giving and receiving. It has to go hand in hand. Somebody is giving, someone is receiving. And the topic is not new for those who are listening today. In fact, they see children as young as 18 and 13 months old voluntarily engage in giving and helping us various kinds. Giving a blanket, giving some corn kernels, a snack. And as young as that, they understand they need to give. And most of the times, they see from their parents and they try to do the same thing. But for Paul to say, I just reflect on Jesus' words, that it is better to give than to receive, would suggest that maybe some people think it was probably better to receive than to give. So as we look at the joy of giving, let's see what is joy. Now, some of us, we look at joy, and sometimes we kind of confuse it with happiness. Joy really comes from the heart, but happiness is on the face. Joy is of the soul, but happiness is of the moment. Joy transcends, but happiness reacts. Joy runs deep and overflows, but happiness hugs a hello. Joy is an inner feeling, but happiness is an outward expression. And when we think of those two things, though they go hand in hand, it seems as if one person can't be joyful and not happy, because joy really comes from the inside. But happiness is more the face. Hey, how are you doing? Hey man, I'm happy. Alright, I mean dance, I mean sing, but when it comes to joy, it's much deeper than that. You know, some of us, we might have a disappointing day, and we may not be all that happy, but yet we know that we're still alive, we have a job, or we have good things going on in our lives, we're still filled with joy that is in the heart. So where does joy come from? And we're going to look at two scriptures where I see joy and happiness. In Matthew 13, verse 44, it reads, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." So this guy, joy, but he did something big. But the next guy, let's see what's happening with him. In Esther 5, verse 9, Haman went out that day happy and in high spirits, But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai. So Haman was happy, but as soon as he saw another person, his happiness disappears. But when you have joy, it's deep inside, and it's something that cannot be taken away so easily. So the face, the expression is happiness, but the joy is inside. Now, all humans experience joy and happiness. And as Christians, our joy centers on God. And the Bible shows one place where we can find joy. Psalm 19, verse 8. It reads, "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes." And from scriptures, on my first point, joy comes from God. When we look at the scriptures and we read the scriptures, there is a joy that is given into our heart when we hear God's words and when we see what God has done in our lives. When we realize what he is doing, and we realize that he is the one who is just giving us that joy, we realize that our joy starts with God. The further we are away from God, the less joyful we are. But the closer we are to reading the Bible and just getting refreshed daily, you know, the joy becomes more steady. In Galatians 5:22, it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." Here it is, we saw seeing that the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit, is joy itself. And we only can get the Holy Spirit, you know, when we receive Jesus Christ and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. That's where real joy comes from. Not happiness. Don't get confused with happiness. Joy is what I'm talking about. Deep down. I'm pretty sure a lot of us, when we receive that Holy Spirit, our conscience was clear. We would realize we were right with God. And because of that, we just want to do something big. Tell other people about it. You know, there's any joy that fills us to overflowing, that we want to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. We want to make sure that other people are feeling that joy when it comes to the Holy Spirit and to the Bible. So you see, there is where the joy comes from. I want to make sure that that is the number one point where we are going to for that joy. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling joyful or are you feeling in despair? Are you feeling that you are able, that no matter what circumstances happen around you, that you are still able to have a joyful heart? Not necessarily a face. So now that we can understand where joy comes from, let's see, well, what does have to do with giving? Now, in order to give, there must be someone receiving. And we've been looking at a scripture where there are different types of ways people give. Let's look at Luke chapter 6, reading from verse 30 to 36. It reads, "Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great And you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. You know, when I look at this scripture, I see three people and three ways they were kind of giving. One was giving to receive. And nothing wrong is with that. But Jesus was like, well, what credit is that to you? And there are many of us who somehow feel that when we give, somehow people are supposed to give us back. And again, nothing is wrong with that. But that attitude won't get you far. Because when you don't have someone giving back to you, somehow your joy disappears. So you're giving, expecting to get something back. When once you don't get it back, boom, gone. So that's one way some people give. Another way some people give is to gain. Similarly, I might say, well, I'm going to give you $1,000, but I want to get back interest, 10%, $1,100. And the only reason I'm giving to you is because I know, well, I'm going to get back a little more. Now, that sounds like a business, which is okay. Banks do that generally. But our hearts should not be like that. Because again, if we're giving to gain something, once we lose that gain, our joy is not there. In fact, we feel that we lose something. But as Christians, Jesus is saying, give without expecting anything back in return. That giving, and point number two, is giving unconditionally. You know, Jesus used a word here saying, what credit is that to you? And for those who have a bank account, credit, you know, when money comes into the bank, but you like that. So it seems as if credit, once you're giving to people who, not your friends, not your family, but people who hate you, you get credit. And that credit can be in a form of joy. You might say, well, I'm a Christian, I have no enemies. Well, then you're not being a good Christian. If you're out there talking about Jesus, preaching the word, somebody will start persecuting you. And that person, you want to aim at them and start giving towards them. It's interesting. Studies have shown that people did experiments where they give people money and tell them, well, give to someone or hold back the money. And you can search on the internet for the different experiments, but they generally have the same idea, that those who were giving to other people were generally joyful and happy, and their mood was much more higher than those who was withholding. So here is Jesus saying, well, not only give to your family and to your friend, but as Christians, when you think about giving even to your enemies, that's a different type of joy. And in doing that giving, joy comes to your heart. I'm pretty sure we all have given at some point in time. Christmas time is generally one time we always give gifts. And most of the time, the person who's receiving it is the happy one. Oh, I get a helicopter, I get a plane, I get a laptop, a TV. You know, you see the happiness on the face. But the person who's giving the gift stands there and just kind of shakes their head because they are joyful. All right? Joyful. And that's the place where we want to be. Having that joy in giving unconditionally, not expecting anything back in return. In order to get to a place like that, you really have to be close to God. Because Jesus was the one who gave his life for us without expecting anything back in return. And once we follow Jesus in that sense, giving unconditionally, we are on our way to getting joy year after year once we are having that attitude. So when it comes to giving unconditionally, don't expect anything in return. Don't give expecting to gain, and don't give expecting to receive. That is not the attitude at all. And the Bible says, later on in the scripture, that the reward is a heavenly reward. And we'll be called children of the Most High, because God is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. So, once we are giving unconditionally, we are doing the same things God is doing. And that joy is there. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. That is the attitude when it comes to giving. Look at the last scripture. I'm going to look at 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. It says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And last point, cheerful giving. As part of the joy of giving, cheerful giving. Now, back in Adam and Eve, and we know about Abel and Cain, you know, they both, Abel and Cain, were giving a sacrifice. But it seemed one giving was more joyful than the other, or more cheerful. And we see scriptures where cheerful is part of happiness type of attitude. Not only joy, but a happy type one. Here it is, the Bible is saying, when you give, be cheerful about it. If when you are giving, you feel you are losing something, then that is not the right attitude of giving. Something is wrong. I should not be thinking, oh my goodness, I want to give to those who experience a volcanic eruption. And when I'm giving, I'm thinking, oh man, I'm losing my fridge, or I'm losing some clothes. If I'm thinking like that, then that is not the way we should be thinking. We should be giving, but cheerfully with it, with a smile, with happiness, with a joy. If someone gives something to you in an upset manner, you may not want that gift. And here it is, God is watching every one of us, how we give, and the attitude in which we give. And the attitude has to be a cheerful giving attitude. Yeah! When someone says, well, give contribution, are you feeling happy, cheerful? Or do you feel like, oh man, that's some money coming out of my salary. Ah, again. Ooh, again, an increase in pay. In fact, I even get a promotion. Whoosh, I get a bonus. And to give, check your heart. You should be cheerful in giving. When it comes to the poor and needy, cheerful in giving. And when it comes to your enemy as well, you should be cheerful in giving. When I look at these scriptures, I'm always challenging my own heart. Where I am at when it comes to giving with great joy. And there is a battle, I must say. Not only time I do feel joyful, but I always had to go back to the scriptures and see that Jesus, he did it. And again, you may not always be happy in giving, but that joy in the scriptures from the word of God, by following God's example, by following what God has been doing even for us. When I think about God, then my joy gets built up. And most of the times, in fact, if not all the time, when I give, after the feeling of, you know, a sense of obedience to God, accomplishment, or even seeing the other people smiling, I leave there happy, content, but most of all, joyful. So where are you at when it comes to this joy of giving? The rich part, the question is today. And if you are not at that place, I encourage all of us to really read the scriptures and get that joy from the Bible. To see that when we have to give unconditionally, that we are even giving to our enemies. And when it comes to our cheerful look, I pray that you're all happy to give. And I'm one of those guys who, I mean, we give in different ways. So not just only money. But you know, we can give a word of encouragement. We can give gifts. We can give our time. You know, there's our service. There are different ways we give. My way of giving, generally me, I like to serve and give service to others. When people ask a question, I ready to give. And every time I give of my service or help someone out, whether it is Bible study, whether it's teaching a lesson, helping out with the church and Zoom, at the end of it all, I leave there like, yes, I feel good. And I pray that once we are giving, we are getting that joy in giving. Someone may ask, well, if it's more blessed to give, why aren't many people giving as much as they should? A good question. And one study shows that sometimes some people do not know what makes them happy or what makes them joyful. And because they do not know, they spend on other things, or they try to hold back, trying to figure things out. But once they start giving to other people, joy comes in. Are you stingy? Are you a hoarder? Or are you giving each and every time to different people of different places and in different ways? One person, Anne Frank, says, no one has ever become poor by giving. Think about it. Have you ever seen somebody who's giving and they're poor? Generally, it seems as if the more you give, somehow the richer or content you are. And you give more, and somehow things still look happy. People who end up becoming, let's say, materialistically rich, you know, they tend to give a little more because they have more to give. But even when you are poor, how you give and the attitude you give, somehow things come back to you. So again, it all comes from God, because God gave to us in the first place. So as we close, as we look at all the other points, that there's cheerful giving, that we're giving unconditionally, and there is joy in giving, I pray that we are able to have that attitude in giving as we close on today. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you that you have shown us that joy in giving is all around us. And even scientists, even they do the experiments, and they see that when you give, there is joy in our hearts. I pray that we are able to give unconditionally with a cheerful heart, and that we are able to reflect Jesus Christ's attitude in giving. So I thank you, God, for this time. And just be with us as we continue giving with a joyful heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.